الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله
رب اجعلنا منهم.
وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن الدنيا حلو حاضر يأكل منها البر والفاجر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, it's been 3-4 Fridays we have been discussing about, you know, 3-4 Fridays before we started the talk and we started the topic of making our life beautiful, beautifying our life. Nowadays, my dear brothers, since we are living amongst the non-believers, since we are living in their society, in their environment, so we are adopting everything unintentionally. Their ways of life, their ideas, their ways of living, their thinking, their way of thinking, their way of dressing, their way of interacting, everything is adopted from them. And we have totally forgotten, not just the youngsters, my dear brothers. Sometimes we are focusing too much on the youngsters. No. We ourselves. Youngsters are following us. They are exactly doing what we are doing. Apparently we are doing something else. But what are we thinking inside? They are adopting that thinking. They are adopting the way we think, the way we plan our life, the way we take decisions. They adopt everything. So their way of beautifying their lives, everybody wants to live a good life. Everybody wants to live a peaceful life, a life with no problems, no griefs. Allah. But the way to beautify life for non-believers is different and for believers is different. This is 3-4 Fridays ago we started. We tend to start beautifying our lives the way they are doing. So what they think? The greater of a house we have, the better life we will live. The better paying job we will have, the better life we will live. The more grown business we have, the more beneficial profitable business we have, the better life we will live. The more clothes, branded clothes we have in our closet, the better life is going to be. This is their idea, this is their way of thinking. So they sacrifice everything for that. We have to work hard. 18 hours of shift, 7 days a week, work as much you can, so you can earn a lot, you can buy a lot, and you can live a better life. This is their idea. This is not the idea of a person who says, La ilaha illallah. The one who claims that I believe in La ilaha illallah, I believe in the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has given different resources to beautify his life. Quran and Hadith gives us different elements to beautify our lives. There is a huge difference between the one who believes and the one who doesn't believe. Huge difference. The difference between the sky and the earth. Allah. This is the world of resources, my dear brothers. Darul Azbab. This is the world of resources. So since the last two Fridays we have been discussing the two things we need to control to beautify our lives. One is the tongue. If we get control over our tongue, we can beautify our life. Second thing I discussed with everyone, I shared with everyone, was the heart. We need to be cleaning our heart. We need to be purifying our heart from the all diseases of heart. Jealousy, looking down on others, having hatred of others, grudges inside the heart, severing the relationship with others. All of this are the diseases of heart. So when a person, my dear brothers, his tongue is bitter and his heart is also bitter, there's no house can give him a peaceful life. There's no car can give him the joy of life. There's no car. There's no vehicle out there. There's no way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what it is, my dear brothers. So today I want to share this great problem of ours, my dear brothers. This way of beautifying our lives and living a good life is called deen. And the greatest barrier between us and our religion and our deen is our sustenance, my dear brothers. You know, everybody, you ask him, brother, why don't you come to masjid? And you don't come offer salah in the masjid. You don't attend the talks are given in the masjid. Brother, I'm busy. I have work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, my dear brothers. He knows the way we work, the way this thinking works, the way our nature works. What are we worried about the most? Allah knows everything. It's not like Allah has no idea what are we thinking. No. Each and every thought goes from our mind, Allah knows it. Allahu ya'lamu everything you see, Allah knows it. Everything you think of, Allah knows it. So my dear brothers, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the Quran with this notion, with this major problem in our life. Alhamdulillahi, what is it? Rabbil Alameen. And throughout the salah, you will see the word which is used the most is what? Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Rabbana lakal hamd. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Everywhere you will see Rabb, 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 Rabb. Quran starts with Rabb and Quran ends with Rabb. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin nas. And what did, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained what are the believers, what is their life? So Allah explained with this very one thing. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqam. Tatanazzalu alayhim al-malaik. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the story of Ashab, the people of Kahf, that story also starts with Rabb. Subhanallah. إِذْ أَوَلْ فِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا Rabb. Everywhere you will see Rabb. Who is Rabb, my dear brothers? The one who sustains. Everywhere you will see this, that Allah is telling us, okay, look, you have to trust in me, you have to trust me, because I am the sustainer. Your job doesn't sustain you. Your work doesn't sustain you. Your business doesn't sustain you. Wherever you see, when Allah is commanding and calling you towards Him, Allah is giving this virtue. This idea is there. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told by Allah, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Tell your family. Allah is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell your family, order your family, command your family. Bis salah, to be very careful about their salah. And then not just command them. Wastabir alayha. You also show them that you are constant on it. And no matter what happens, salah is not left out. Masjid is not left out. Jamaat is not left out. No matter what happens. Why am I telling you this? Allah is telling. Why am I saying you this? Why am I telling you to take care of this thing very carefully? Because la nas'aluka rizqa. We are not asking you for sustenance. Nahnu narzuquk. We are the ones who will provide you sustenance. Wal aqibatu lit-taqwa. And on this, when you have this, akhirat is all yours. Ma uridu minhum rizq. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the ultimate purpose of life, that why He has created all of us. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say right next to it? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Everyone, all the jinn kind and mankind, men and women living in states or living in other countries, whatever color you are, whatever language you speak, you are only created for one reason. Zindagi bandagi ke liye. You have been giving this life to become a worshipper, not just salah. And then right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you know, if Allah knew that when they're gonna hear this, that if we are created to worship, then what is gonna happen for the food? Who's gonna pay the bill? Allah knew all of that. Right now, right after that, next ayat came. Ma uridu minhum min rizq. That we don't want sustenance from you. Allah is saying, I have no intention of getting sustenance from you. Wa ma uridu an yut'imun. I have no intention, I have not created all of this so you can feed me. Inna Allaha huwa ar-razzaqu dhul quwwati al-matin. The greatest sustainer is Allah Himself. So my dear brothers, the idea is sustenance we need to get. We have to have. We have to pay our bills. We have to look after our family. We have to provide them food. Everything has to be there. But the resources from which a Muslim, a believer gets his sustenance is totally different. And a non-believer gets his sustenance from a totally different resource. What are the resources of Muslims? This is what I wanted to share with everyone. 2-3 Fridays we have been talking about controlling our tongue and controlling our heart. One of the greatest reasons, source from which Allah gives sustenance, and not just sustenance, Allah increases one's life also. وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِن مُعَمَّرٍ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ عُمْرِهِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. This is what Quran says. That the life increases. The greatest source of getting sustenance of Allah is from Allah in our life, and increase in our life is, my dear brothers, cleaning our hearts from the hatred of others. Cleaning our hearts and tongue, protecting our hearts and tongue from hurting others. Those who are good with others, good with other human beings, Allah increases their sustenance. Makes their sustenance very easy. They work for a few hours and it's enough for them for everything. They don't have to work for 18 hours. They don't have to miss every salah in the masjid. But my dear brothers, we don't want this route. We want that route of non-believers. The greatest source to get sustenance from Allah is, my dear brothers, populating the masajid of Allah. Offering 5 times salah in the masjid. Greatest source to get sustenance from Allah. Easy sustenance from Allah. Easy sustenance from Allah. So my dear brothers, these are the sources from which believers get from Allah. A non-believer also has to open a shop. A believer also has to open a shop. If they both are believing in this, that my shop is sustains me, then what is the difference between the two? When the azan is called, neither the non-believer closes his shop, neither the believer closes his shop. What is the difference? What is the difference? When the azan is called, none of them, nor the non-believer, nor the believer, gets up from this office desk and offers salah. What is the difference? So my dear brothers, I'm not saying, neither our deen tell us to abandon every source and just sit in the masjid and worship Allah and get sustenance from Allah. No, this is not the way. This is the world of resources. What do we have to do? Our work and our business, our way of earning sustenance has to be according to the command of Allah. That command of Allah is the real resource from which you will get sustenance. When azan is called, that's it. When is the time to tell the truth, that's it. I will not see the payment, I will not see the loss I will get, I will say the truth. These saying truth, not deceiving anyone, commandments of Allah in our resources are the real resource of getting sustenance of Allah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, I will end with this story to tell the whole idea. Allahu Akbar. He was one of the richest in that time. One of the richest person. We say, you know, ulama and the scholars, they are always begging. They cannot be rich. He was one of the richest of his time. Many factories he has. Many retail stores he has of garments. One day, he closed his shop in the middle of the day. In the middle day, after Zohar, before Zohar, he closed his shop. And he was going back. So the market people, the other businessmen, they asked him, why are you closing your shop in the middle of the day? It's time for business. They knew, they believed, this shop is not giving. Sustainer is someone else. In those times, there was no electricity. So he said, look at it. This is a belief. This is an idea of believer. Idea of the one who has ta'alluq with Allah, believe in Allah, who knows who is Rabb. He said, it's very cloudy today. And the light is not very good. So I sell these garments of different qualities. When a customer will come to buy the quality he wants, he may not recognize which quality he wants. I don't want to deceive anyone today, that's why I'm closing my shop. This is how you get sustenance from Allah. And despite all of these shops, all of these retail stores and factories, how rich he was, can you imagine? The clothes he used to wear in the morning, he does not used to wear in the evening. Evening, new clothes. Tomorrow, new clothes. Every day, new clothes. This is how rich he was. 40 other ulama, 40 other scholars used to be always in his company, always sponsored by them to research the deen, research the ahadith, research Quran. All the time they are researching. A person of this caliber formed the entire madhab for entire ummah. How many followers till today are following the madhab of Imam Ali Parakmal? Did he just left everything and sat in the masjid? No, he ran everything. Or despite all of that, my dear brothers, it is written about him. Please listen to this. For 40 continuous years, he offered Fajr Salah with the wuzu of Isha Salah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. These are the people who recognize why are we given this life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all.